Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Overcaffeinated. This is episode 32 and I'm back here again with with my podcast friend Semi from Raising Serotonin. What's up, baby?
Honestly, I loved that a lot. That was like such, that was a better intro than the first intro I ever got. That was, nope. let me tell you. Let me try again. That was the best intro I ever got.
Shoot.
Because, you know, when you're just like, yeah, all my friends know you. And you're like, yeah, back with my podcast friend. Like, oh.
No, like literally the people have been like asking about you. We share each other's stuff all the time. A lot of your followers follow me. A lot of my followers are beginning to follow you. We just like,
we follow a lot of the same people as well.
Yes, we have lots of mutual followers, which we love. Like, we love forming this community because Sammy has been like literally there for me since I started. Like, I feel like soon, like it's in the next month or two, and like the next few weeks is like our like friendiversary, and it's like really wild that like we've known each other for like a year.
Honestly, can I say something really kind of like mushy right now?
Yeah, I'm all here for the mush.
Cool. Same. You know, so my episode today was about finding your purpose and like living your best life type of situation. And I was just going to say, like, if I never joined a Facebook group, if I never started podcasting, like, we wouldn't have found each other.
Yeah.
And that's so, that's, I'm going to be like, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful because like, that was like, I took the steps to like put the energy and put the time and the effort into podcasting, and it led me to a friendship that I'm gonna have for the rest of my life. So like, get ready for Bridezilla over here. Like, both of us are gonna be like whack jobs on our wedding. So get yourself a friend like that. Join a podcast group. Join
literally
a Facebook group for whatever your passion is.
Literally in the last few episodes I've had, Facebook groups have been basically the underlying like factor that is like so prevalent. Like, people sleep on Facebook. Like, yeah, I don't use Facebook. I couldn't remember the last time I posted on Facebook, like personally. I think it was like of my dog for Christmas. Like, I don't even post stuff of me at school anymore, especially because of like COVID and stuff. It's not like I have a lot of content I'm even sharing, but like using Facebook groups, like, there's so many different ones for different things. It doesn't mean that you're promoting something. It's like wellness check. Like, you know, like you gotta like join these groups and meet these people, like find these communities, and like it's all there. Like, they literally make commercials about it. Like, there was like a phase where they were really promoting Facebook groups for a while, and like people, like, I don't know, they're just so great.
So I totally agree with you. And I feel like it was like a video. I don't know if it was a video, a podcast episode, or I don't know what it was, but I specifically remember, maybe it was you, honestly. I don't remember, but we were talking about how like we can like see the transition from like social media platform to social media platform, because like it started off with Facebook. Like, we all had Facebooks when we like probably should not have had Facebooks. Like,
sixth grade.
Yeah, in sixth or seventh grade. Like, no reason for that. But we did. And then now it's like sixth graders have
TikTok,
Instagram. Oh, and TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even younger than sixth grade, like
right.
My third and fourth grade cousins have TikTok. So,
right.
So it's crazy to see all that, but I'm really glad that our generation, and I guess like the middle of like Gen Z and like being a millennial, like that generation, has Facebook, because again, like, we use it for social networking purposes as well as like business networking purposes. Like,
right.
We're not technically, well, we are small businesses, but that wasn't the point of us like joining the Facebook. It was like a community type of thing,
right?
And like, that's what Facebook brings, and I really love that. So I'm glad that we still at least can use it. And like you said, there's like wellness checked ones. Like, I'm in a self-love group, and like, you can't promote anything in that group.
Yeah,
there's certain rules and things like that you have to follow, and like, I get that. Like, obviously no one wants like a bunch of links everywhere, but
right.
And I remember one time there was a girl that was looking for a podcast.
Yeah,
like looking for a self-love podcast, and I was like, hi, I have this,
right? And yeah,
and I dropped my Apple podcast link and I got blocked from the group.
You're kidding.
It was like a no promotion, like, you cannot do that. But I was like, She was asking for it.
Like, asking for a recommendation. Like, sorry that I have something that is good for her. Like, what if Jay Shetty was in that podcast group and he wanted to share her? Like, would he get shadow banned?
I literally got blocked from the group. I, like, went to go. Like, she commented back and was like, oh, my God, thank you. And then next thing I know, I, like, couldn't click on it. And I was like.
See, I wonder, like, I wonder if in that scenario, because, like, not, like, obviously, like, it happened and, like, it sucks and, like, you learn from it, whatever. But, like, I wonder if you were, like, hey, like, I'm going to send you a personal message. Like, I have a link to one, like, blah, blah, blah. Right. Well, like, and you don't think that, like, because it sending a link, especially to something that isn't monetized at all or anything, like, that is so innocent. It's not like, here, click and buy my self-love book that I made. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, this is a 15-minute, like, quick little thing. You can scroll, see what you like, see what you don't like. Like, it's so, like, you don't need that, but.
And I even think I wrote on it that I am, like, a small podcaster. Like, it wasn't, I don't know. It was just very strange. And I was like, okay, yeah, you're right. Like, lesson learned. Like, I will definitely just private message someone. I also don't know if that's, like, super comfortable with people. Like,
right,
I don't know.
Right. Right, that's, like, the other thing. It's, like, you could be, like, hey, like, let me, like, PM you or DM you. I don't, it's weird on Facebook. See, people say PM, and I, like, was, like, what? And I started learning that because I would use, like, Facebook Garage Sale and, like, Facebook Marketplace all the time, like, in high school to sell stuff. That was, like, before they had, like, apps to sell stuff. And people would be, like, PM and this, that, and I like had to learn all of that. I was like, what are you saying? Like, what is that? I'm like, oh, they're sending a message in Messenger. Like, got it.
But PM mean personal message
or private message? Like private message, like, but that would also be like an Instagram DM, like direct message.
Well, they all mean the same exact thing. Well, I guess like Twitter DM,
right? I'm saying, why can't it just be universal? I'm going to send you a message, like.
I literally just want to send you one message. That's it. One, maybe more than one.
Yeah.
I probably see you like 45 messages. Did I slide into your DMs or did you slide into my DMs?
I don't know. We should unpack that and figure that out.
I think I slid into your Instagram DMs because I think that's where I like saw. I was like, I'm not gonna Facebook message this girl. I was like, that's weird. I'm doing that.
That's so funny.
And then, I think we might have been Facebook messaging prior because I remember
when I think we were both like, is this group weird or?
Like, there are going to be some oddballs out there, guys. It's okay.
I mean, it is Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is definitely a little different than
Instagram. No, but not even like oddballs, but it was just like we were the only girls. Like you, Tana, and I were the only girls under the age of like I don't
you doing even your nails.
No, I just had like a hangnail. I had a clip. Leave me alone.
Oh. Painting your nails mid podcast.
That would be the definition of multitasking.
Over caffeinated.
Yeah. I actually only have had one coffee today. I haven't even had a. Oh yeah, I did have a Coke today. Oops.
We have a question. Are you like a coffee connoisseur? Would you call yourself that?
No, I drink sugary coffee. Like I drink like, okay, so I get the sugar-free creamer, but like my coffee ratio is like half sugar, half flavoring / cream milk. It's like, I just need something to get me going, you know? It's not like I'm like, oh yeah, I go to, like in Milwaukee, it's called like Colectivo. That's like the main like coffee, like that's like local, like
fresh. So like not Starbucks.
So like not Starbucks. Yeah. It's like a local coffee place. And like they have like a bunch of them. Like you could like buy their beans, like they're, it's fancier, you know? And I don't like it. Like I want my Dunkin', you know what I'm saying? Like it's like that other stuff is like too strong.
I had no idea that was, I thought you were like.
Yeah, I really am. I'm just like fake. Okay.
No, you're not at all. Don't even.
I just like any form of caffeine. If it keeps me awake, like I like it. Okay. Cause I also suffer from needing to take a nap every 5 minutes. I powered through a nap yesterday though. I was going to nap and then I didn't. So I'm really proud of myself.
Something now.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Wait, did you do a video about this? or like a Instagram story. Tell the followers. Tell everyone.
You did. And I'm so glad that you saw it. Because it's true. Okay.
Well, now you need to tell them because they don't know.
Over guys, listen, listen, listen. I am the nap queen. Like, the nap queen. I can take, like, 4-hour naps and still sleep at night. Like,
same.
That's probably, like, not good, like, for my body. But, like, I still can do it. Yeah. I always have napped. That's how I have to get, I used to get through my day with a nap. I still drank coffee. Like I just had to sleep. I don't know why. And it was always between like 1 and 3, I'll like crash. Like, dude, I don't know why.
That's
and
me.
So what I started to do was like go to bed earlier. Like I still was napping, but I was trying to get my best sleep routine. Like I was trying to get it back to something normal. So I went to sleep earlier and that started to help. Like, and then I started taking shorter naps, but then I also started moving my body. I'm not kidding. Like, guys, like, I'm not kidding. I don't need naps anymore. I can still take them because I did the other day. I literally took a 3-hour nap from 1 to 4 and I woke up and was like, I definitely did not need to do that, but I did because I didn't have anything else to do. And I was like, whatever. But when I started actively working out every single day and for 30 minutes, it's nothing insane. It's not even high intensity. Like it's literally lifting weights, like 5 to 10 pound weights.
Right.
I don't need a nap anymore. And my protein shake that I drink every single day, like, I don't know why. And I just, like, I don't have an explanation for it. Like, I don't know the science behind all of that.
Yeah.
But moving my body and the specific protein that I drink, like, for me, has kept me from napping. And I sleep better at night, obviously. That's, like, a pretty known thing.
Right.
And I have more energy throughout the day. And I used to drag. Like, college was so bad. Like, I thought I had dark circles under my eyes. Now, like, you're, like, black.
Yeah.
So moving my body and drinking the right protein really is key if you want to stop napping. If you're not productive enough during the day because you're tired, try working out. I know that sounds so weird or counterproductive. Yeah. Like, you would think working out makes you more tired. But at first, yeah, because your, like, body's, like, adjusting, but – seriously.
Well, like, honestly, I really agree with you because, like, even today, so, like, I didn't wake up early today because I slept in a little bit because I'm doing, like, recruitment for my sorority, so I'm, like, a little burnt out because I haven't, like, talked to that many people for, like, that long in a long time, and it's online, it's just, like, this whole thing. Anyway, so today is our day off, and I, like, woke up, I had my whole list of stuff to do, I literally checked off everything off my list, I felt so good, I, like, made lunch, catched up on The Bachelor, like, did the whole thing, you know, okay, and so then I'm, like, oh my gosh, I need to mail some packages, my roommate has to go to Walgreens. I, like, it's literally freezing and gross, but, like, I got some fresh air, and I wanted to nap. Like, I really wanted to, and I literally took, like, basically a walk, like, around my block, kind of, like, because it was just, like, I was just dropping off at the post office, doing, like, all the little things on campus here, because I'm back at school, and I then wasn't tired. I don't know if it was the fresh air, the moving my body, but, like, I'm here, I'm doing it, like, we're good. And then I played the game of life with my roommates, because that's that, like, semester starting where we don't really have much to do. And we're also rewatching Outer Banks right now, too, which is really exciting because I love that show.
Isn't a new season coming out soon?
Yeah, I think they, like, filmed it, like, this summer. And then it should, like, we were, like, when is it going to come out, blah, blah, blah. And I'm, like, I'm pretty sure when they released it, it was around, like, spring break last year. So I'm assuming it's around that time. Like, it's, like, springy, Easter-y time.
Do you guys get a spring break this year?
No, they took it away from us. We have mental health days on a few random Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Are they actually called mental health days?
Yeah, they call them mental health days. But my thing is like my roommates that are nurses, they don't know yet if, like, they don't have clinical on those days. Or, like, because they have, like, certain things on those days regardless. And it's, like, that's not really fair if, like, they still have to go to that stuff and then we, like, don't have class. Because, like, that's part of their class, you know?
Yeah. Because, like, mental health days are so important.
Yeah.
And especially in college and high school. And I don't care what anyone says.
No, I agree.
I don't even think I realized it until like now, like this time in my life, like being out of college a few years and having a full-time job, like I was so go, 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 go. No freaking wonder I was sick all the time. Well, I didn't treat my body right, but like no wonder I was sick all the time. No wonder my dark circles were insane. Yeah. Like if you don't stop and just chill out for 5 minutes, like playing life is literally perfect.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I felt like a kid again, you know?
If you still need to be like kind of productive, like go play a game, but that's still relaxing. And also on my episode today, I talked about how like, yeah, watching Netflix and like going on TikTok is also like quote unquote relaxing, but like that's not like the best thing for your brain.
Right.
And that's what needs all the rest. And that's the whole point of a mental health day, to not worry about what's going on in school and on your laptop and on your phone and what's going on in your classes and just like chilling.
Yeah, like even just like with screens in general, like I thought I lost my blue light glasses. They were at the bottom of my school backpack, and all over break I just wasn't using my school backpack at all, and I was literally like, oh my god, I need my glasses, because I get really, I thank god, knock on wood, I have 20/20 vision, like I have very good vision, but like in high school, we had, like, iPads in high school, and we would do, like, math class on the iPad. Like, we would do, like, everything on our iPads and everything. I was, like, in class, and they'd turn off the lights, and we'd have, and everything would be glowing in our faces, and I'd get these killer migraines, and I was just like, Mom, like, I don't know if I need glasses. Like, I don't know what's going on. I had to get, like, my eyes, I had to get, oh my god, what's the word? Ultrasounds on my eyeballs. Have you ever heard of that? They thought that my retina was about to be torn.
Nice.
Thankfully, it isn't. It's just, like, a little strained, which isn't great. But hopefully I won't be blind. But, like, today, like, I was like, oh, my gosh, Sammy. Because Sammy has, like, the cutest glasses, and she's always so cute in them. Oh, she's about to put them on. Here we go. But, bam, there she's got them.
They're so dirty. I can't even see
out of them. I know. When I was unpacking the other day, my mom's like, you forgot your glasses, like, wipes, because I get, like, disposable glasses wipes, and, like, they clean them really good, and I'm like, well, here we go. Anyway, but blue light glasses are very essential in my life, and they've helped me so much, because, like, you need to, like, turn off the screens, and for me, we're in my apartment, we have, like, those, like, harsh yellow fluorescent lights, and, like, that's also what they have, like, in schools, and it hurts my eyes, and I have to wear these glasses all the time, and I always forget about it, but so important. You could get ones on Amazon, but honestly, I don't think they work very well because I've tried them. Honestly, I went to Costco because you can get like a prescription at Costco. You can go to anywhere that they have glasses, and instead of getting a prescription, or unless you need a prescription, you could, like, these are from Costco. Like, I got them in the optical section, and they just put the like high quality blue light lens stuff, and they're not like yellow or blue when you look into them either.
Wow, because mine are.
Mine have it a little bit, but, like, my ones I got on Amazon, it literally looked like I had, like, Transitions lenses on. It was, like, gross. Like,
you can, like, see yourself.
Yeah. But mine aren't that bad.
No, yours look good. That's why I'm kind of like, what the heck? Should I go to Costco? I don't have a Costco membership, so that would be.
Well, I mean, you don't have to get them at Costco. You could get them anywhere, like, they have glasses. You could probably order them from, like, one of those cute, like, online glasses places too.
That's where these are from.
Yeah.
These are from glassesusa.com.
Oh. Shoot.
Yeah. Check them out, guys. I wish I had the code, but I don't.
Glasses USA sponsor us.
Yeah, right. But seriously.
Yeah.
The things that, even like the little things that you do, go a long way. Like, you will be really thankful that you have these blue light glasses way later down the road when you like actually can't see, and it would be 10 times worse.
Yeah.
So like, we're just setting ourselves up for like a better life in the future. And I also think that's super important with mental health, as well as relaxing and staying organized, but not like on like crazy organized, just like kind of just staying on top of your shit, like being responsible, holding yourself accountable. Like, those are the things that keep us going. Yes, now too, but way later down the road, because you're just going to be way more responsible.
Yeah.
And like, everything is going to be enhanced when we're older. Like, let's be real here. Like, we're going to be the ones that are like, I have no idea how to use this thing. Like, we're going to be the ones that's like, child, help me.
Yeah.
Like, instead of,
we think it's funny now, but
Yeah.
It's going to bite us later on.
Right. And it's as much as, like, we can't prepare for, like, what technology is really going to be in the future, as long as you're just, like, making sure that your physical, emotional, mental, everything is, like, in line as much as it can be, because we're only, it's only going to, like, I don't even know what's going to happen with the world and everything, but everything life-wise is just going to get enhanced.
Yeah.
And I think we've seen that over the years. Like, we're literally podcasting miles apart from each other on your phone and on the laptop. Like,
yeah,
that was not a thing ever.
Like, I'm like, that's like one thing about about like quarantine and stuff and like COVID. Like, obviously it's literally like the worst thing ever, but yeah. A good thing that came out of it in like the podcasting world was like I was nervous about having guests on a podcast because I was like, oh my gosh, would I have to like meet up with them somewhere or like I don't know. That would just be, like, kind of, like, weird. Like, if you don't know them, like, I don't have a studio. Like, I don't want them coming to my apartment. Like, where would they sit on my bed? Like, this is weird. But, like, this has been, like, such, like, a nice thing to, like, be able to transform, like, just business in general and school and education and, like, all this stuff. And I just, it sucks sometimes, but, like, it is very good.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, not all technology and social media and screens are bad. Like, yes, we should not be on them all the time. They're not good for our eyes. They're not good for our brain. It's not good for our mental health. Like, we all know this.
Right.
But let's be real. Like, the world is awesome. Well, at least where we are in our lives. Like, I'm not trying to, like, face the world and everything is, like,
right,
the same. But we could be just, like, in completely different circumstances, and, like, we should all feel, like, super blessed and happy right now, like, even though we are in a pandemic. Like, there's just be, like, and, like, there's just, like, some things that I've seen, like, on Facebook and stuff. Like, a lot of people's, like, parents are passing away that I've seen, like,
yeah,
from COVID and stuff, like, that are our age, and it's just, like, really sad. So just, like, keep checking on people. Keep checking on yourself. Like I said, just keep, be on top of your shit. Like, I just want the best for all of us, and as long as, like, we're taking the right steps and doing what our personal life needs, like, you and I are different.
Yeah.
You need certain things and I need certain things, but, like, we both need this interaction. Like, we're humans. As much as it should, I wish it was in person. I wish we could hang out all the time.
Yeah, literally.
Like, I don't want to get sick. You don't want to get sick, and we're also in different states, but, like, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
It's like, keep socializing as much as you can. Just be careful, because that also is really good for your mental health and physical health.
No, like, literally, I was away from all of my roommates for the last, like, 2.5 months, and I've been back with not even all of them. Like, only two of them are here. Well, another one just moved in today, but she's with her mom because she lives far, so they're in a hotel. But literally, like, I was, like, journaling yesterday, and you guys all know how I love my journaling, and I was, like, reflecting. I was, like, this, like, yesterday was the happiest I've been, and not thinking about anything externally, like, whatsoever, and, like, I was just, like, wow, that is so telling, like, just being physically with people. Like, I understand why it's so emotionally like, I knew it, but, like, it was, like, hard, because, like, I wasn't even at school anyway, like, when quarantine first hit and everything, and it was kind of like, okay, like, it's gonna keep going and blah 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 blah. But then, like, once you're with people and then you get taken away from them, like, having that one little taste of it, it's like, oh my god, like, it's like a drug. Like,
you know, your serotonin and your dopamine were probably, like, through the roof.
Yeah, yesterday. Like, yesterday was a very good day, and going through recruitment, just, like, meeting new people and, like, socializing with new people, and, like, even just, like, my partner and everything. Like, I met my partner, she was a sophomore, I didn't know her, and, like, literally she is the cutest, and I'm obsessed with her, and it was just, like, really nice to, like, meet new people and socialize, and it was all online. It wasn't like I was with anyone, and that's been such a nice thing with this too.
I was just going to say that I do miss, like, meeting people in person, though. Like, not that I, like, was a huge going outer or drinker in college, but, like, I do miss going to the bar and just being, and, like, someone just being like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, hi, like, I'm
right.
Because, like, today I held the door open for a man, and I was just, and he was like, thanks, I appreciate that. I was like, you are so welcome. I hope you have a great day. And
yeah.
You too. And I was like, that was the first conversation I've had in like days.
Yeah. No, it's so true. And like, even like, we don't even have to like go into depths with this, but like some people are like, oh, like dating and like the dating apps and like this and that. And I'm like, I don't really want to meet someone on a phone. Like, I like getting people's vibe, like when you're with them. Like, I feel like all of the people I've ever like had some sort of like friendship relationship with, I've met in person first. It wasn't like this pre-notion that, no, but okay, you're different.
I'm gonna say, like, you can finish, but go ahead, finish, and then I'll say what I'm
no,
gonna
but
say.
It's like you meet them and then like you get their vibe, like, yeah, you know, like, I don't know, like, I feel like with a significant other, that's like a little bit more important than a friend. But I'm just like, yeah, I would rather just like wait to be able to like meet people and see them in their element and like they see how I am, because like, yeah, my Instagram feed is cute, but like they don't know what I'm about at all, you know?
Right. No idea. And okay, I have a couple things to say to that. Again, going back to how insane technology is and how insane the world is, like, yeah, we can go on an app and just be like, hey, let's FaceTime. But like, again, not the same.
Right.
Not the same at all. Technology's like, it's something else is going to come from dating apps or something. Like, something new is going to come.
Nuts. Like,
insane. I don't know what else.
I don't know what it's going to be, but I just know it's going to be scary.
Like, we're just going to go back to the bar scene. We don't actually want to meet someone at a bar, but.
Right. Still. But. And I always, like, also, it's always, like, friends of friends. Like, I always like being introduced to people, too. Like, yeah, a stranger is, like, fine. But, like, it's kind of, like, nice to, like, be, like, I miss, like, being in a group of people. And, like, you bring a few of your friends and the other, like, the one mutual friends bring, like, a couple of their friends. And then you all just, like, vibe. Like, I miss that. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, that is, like, ideal day for me. Like, that is just so fun.
You know, I'm going to come to Chicago this summer, and we're going to do that.
Like, yeah.
We're going to go and just meet if Corona's gone. I hope Corona's gone.
I hope so, too. I really do.
Like, I hope, like, I don't know if Corona's going to be gone, but I hope that, like, at least we can get back to, like, socializing a little bit better.
Right, right.
I get it. I get it. Masks are probably going to be a thing for a little bit, like, whatever. But, like, being able to, like, not go into a place because like there's too many people in there, or like, I don't know, I'm just like, that makes
no
sense.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, we don't need to be butt to butt again,
like, no, I don't like that. I really don't.
Right. And like, that's not a way to be or meet or talk to someone, and especially if it's like you're at a concert or you're at a bar, like you can't actually like vibe correctly with someone,
right?
No, it's just like there's certain things that like you can do with someone or without, like, or versus, like, over the phone, in person, where you should meet and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But meeting someone on the phone is, it can happen. I'm not judging anyone. Don't get
no,
me wrong.
No.
Like, I know multiple people that have done it, and I don't care. But I just, like, I'm just like, whoa. Like, I don't know. I just, like, haven't, all the boys that have been in my life, like, I've known in person. So it's, like, crazy to me how things are changing.
Well, and it's just, like, even wild, like, people that, like, have either started jobs or, like, continuing their jobs and they, like, it's all remote and they're, like, and they've never even met their, like, people in person. Like, that is wild to me. Like, that's another level of, like, it's not friendship, but just, like, interpersonal relationships, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The world's changing so much.
Yeah.
And I think, and it just goes back to what I keep saying. Like, we just need to have our shit together.
Yeah.
Because if the world is going to constantly be evolving, we are going to constantly be evolving. And I don't think a lot of people fully understand that.
Yeah.
And that's why I kind of preach, like evolve, or, like, at least die trying doing it. Because we only get one damn life. And
retweet.
We're not going to spend it on TikTok watching Netflix. Like, we don't. That's not who we are as humans. It's not what we did prior to quarantine.
Yeah.
Like, think about what you did prior. I combine those two words. Prior to quarantine. And, like, write that shit down. Like, write what you feel, like, what you miss the most. And
yeah.
Go do it. But just be safe doing it. Like, I'm not saying go be an asshole and don't wear a mask. Like, wear the mask.
Right.
Stay apart if you need to. Like,
right.
That's, like, what the rule is there. Like, do that. But don't let this stop you, because it stopped me a lot. Like, I haven't, like, gone outside as much as I should because I don't want to get sick, blah, blah, blah. And it's winter. But there's just so many things that we have to, like, keep on top of ourselves about, and the world changing, social media, dating people.
Yeah.
All of it.
I mean, it's so true. And even just, like, being inside all the time, like, I've only been at my apartment now for 2 days, but, like, today, when my friend and her mom were moving in, I was like, oh my gosh, hey, I was like, and they're like, oh, like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm just cleaning my room. They're like, you've been here for, like, a day. I'm like, it's already stressing me out that I have so much stuff on my desk and that, like, everything isn't put away. I'm like, I'm trying to, like, be accountable now so that, yeah, like, because more than half of my classes are online this semester. They weren't last semester. So, like, it's not like I'm going, having to leave. So I am here all the time. Like, yeah. I didn't, like, for two of the classes, I didn't have the option. For one of them, I did have the option of going in person, but I just kind of, it was bad. I kind of took the easy way out and was like, I'm just going to do it online because it'll just be easier for me in the long run, you know? And so I'm like, I just ordered on Amazon myself, like, one of those nice, like, laptop stands. I'm going to get myself, like, a wireless, like, I'm going to make it more office-y in here and, like, yeah, get the vibes, like, everything. I am so bad. Mom, if you're listening to this, I know I don't make my bed at home, but I've been trying to make my bed here because, like, I feel so much more put together when my bed is made and, like, all my clothes are hung up, because I'm one of those people. I don't know if you're one of those people, but I'm one of those people in my room. I will just hang stuff over a chair of any sort in, like, and then it just piles, like, in my dorm. I would put so much stuff on it that then it would fall over.
Like, perfect.
And then I'm like, I'm not a hoarder, but it's getting to the level that I might be becoming one.
I might need to go on that show.
Right. So I'm just trying to stay organized. I, like, reorganized my whole medicine cabinet because I'm in my apartment's kind of weird. I have, like, a sink with a vanity. It's, like, actually kind of cool. Like, look at that.
I had that too. At West Virginia, we had that.
Yeah. Like, it's actually, like, so nice because then I can do my whole, like, face routine and night routine and brush my teeth and do everything I need to do in here. But, yeah. I've just, like, been trying to, like, stay a little bit more organized because, like, I want to move my body. Like, so I brought my yoga mat and I'm going to do, like, my workouts on my TV and, like, do stuff because, like, I need space. All my stuff is everywhere, I need, like, a clean space to do it all in. And that's something that, like, I wish, and, like, if I could go back and, like, tell, like, freshman year of college Sophia, like, what would you do? Make sure your room is clean all the time.
Make it a habit. Those yeah. are the habits that matter. Making your bed every single morning, your morning routine, your night routine, washing your face, like, doing your workouts, doing your school shit, like, all of that, it has to be a positive habitual routine.
Yeah.
Like, some days are going to be better than others, but if, like, and your room isn't always going to be clean, like, you're going to have a sock or something on the floor, like,
right.
that's fine, but as long as your bed, my bed's not made today, and I feel like my whole room is thrown off. But
right.
Today, and I've just been doing stuff all day, and yeah, I'm a little thrown off. So also, big part of mental health. Don't throw yourself off.
Yeah,
stick to your
routines. I'm like, my big problem was, it's not like my room is physically messy. It's just everything has a place, and I like to set, like, I always have to have a desk or, like, a big dresser of some sort to set everything on, so I can physically see it.
Yeah,
and, like, it doesn't all need to be out. Like, I can put it away. So, like, yeah. that's my problem is, like, at the end of the day or, like, in the beginning of the day, I need to, like, know to put it away, you know?
Well, I would probably start cleaning your desk up right before you go to bed so you can start the yes. day with, like, a fresh, clean area.
Yes, that's I agree. Good. I also have a candle hoarding, problem. So, I currently have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 candles on my desk. It's really unnecessary. I'm going to delete, like, 4 of them and have, like, 2, like, 1 on each end. I'm probably going to put some in my, like, living room because we like to burn candles in our living room because our living room's really big. And there's also 8 of us that live here. And, like, yeah. it can get a little stinky, you know what I'm saying? It's nice to get the vibes. Yes, the vibes.
I need to have a candle lit.
Yeah. Like, we love a good candle, but I don't need 7 on my desk, you know?
There's pull, you can put them around your room.
I mean, I don't have that much, like...
What about that TV thing?
That's where I'm hoarding my vitamins and my new perfume I got for Christmas.
Of Well, I meant under that, not right there.
Oh, yeah. I have a whole, like, it's quite full, but we can try. I put my candles that I don't use underneath my vanity. Because okay. I have four more underneath there.
And you should also close your closet doors, too.
Yeah, that I did because I was grabbing something and then I didn't.
No, it's okay.
Wait, do you want to see how beautiful my one, whatchamacallit is? Look how cute this is.
Oh, is that for selfies?
No. But actually, I should. Yeah. I never thought of that. It's so cute.
With some, like, lighting over there, that'd be hella cute. Look at that.
Yeah.
It's all about being innovative.
Yeah. Well, do you know, speaking of innovation, that's, like, not a poster. That is literally, it was, like, $3 at this cute, like, paper store in downtown Milwaukee. I forget what it's called, though. It's actually wrapping paper.
It's cute, yeah.
And it was just, like that one sheet, and I was like, that is adorable, and that would look cute. But I came back from my apartment, and all of my, like, photos have been, like, falling down, and, like, my cute photo collage has been falling down, so I don't know why. Because it's, like, not humid. It's just, like, hot in here because we have radiated heat. Okay, now I'm really getting on a tangent. We need to not now.
Okay.
Just set some good vibes in your room and clean yourself up if you're not already clean.
Be on top of your shit. Journal. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Drink water. Take your vitamins.
Yes.
And if you need someone, if you need people to hold you accountable, like, literally DM us because we are active, like, all the time. Like, I'm not, like, on my phone all day, but, like, I check my notifications. Like, I respond to you. We are here for you. We are ready to get organized. We're ready to take on this new semester, if you're starting a new job. Like, listen to this anytime you're starting something fresh because, like, we are ready and we're here to get you all set up.
We gave you, like, 5,000 different things that you could do and, like, for physical, mental, emotional, organizational things, like, we got you. We're just trying to keep it going, keep everyone positive. So, like Sophia said, we're here for you.
Yeah, this is just an overall wellness check. We should probably do this a little bit more often just, like, for everyone, like, for ourselves and for the listeners. So, yeah. Wellness check number one. Maybe we can make this, like, a series.
Let's do it. It's our series now.
All right, wellness check number one.
Complete.
Well, Sammy, thank you so much for coming. You literally are more than welcome to come anytime. Everyone, check out Sammy's podcast, Raising Serotonin, on all platforms. Her handle is at Raising Serotonin. I'll link it all down below. You know the drill. Yeah. Anything else, baby?
We love you.
I love you all. I will see you all next week. Thank you for listening.